Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This message was recorded after service on Wednesday, April 15th, about 7:30 in the evening. A couple of brief things. First of all, with new guidance from the governor last week, we have some additional information and some additional opportunities. The governor has said that those members of congregations who gather in parking lots to listen to the service from their vehicles will not be ticketed or otherwise hampered from doing so. With that, I'm pleased to announce that we do have an FM transmitter in the building, and it broadcasts into the parking lot on 88.1 FM. So if you come during a church service or a Bible study even and sit in the parking lot and tune your car radio to 88.1 FM, you will be able to hear the service in its entirety that way as well. So now we have the telephone service, 846-4973. You can dial in during any of our services and listen along. You may also visit our website, blcstandish.org/listen. You may come and sit in the parking lot and listen that way as well on 88.1 FM. I will mention also that in-person worship does continue, but with some significant restrictions and caveats. So, we are still conducting church services in the church itself, and members of the congregation are able to come in during services if they choose to. Obviously, it's not required given all the circumstances, but we need oftentimes to gather and especially to receive the body and blood of Christ Jesus. And that really is what this is intended for, keeping the number of people in the sanctuary low, and still being able to offer them the body and blood of Jesus. Of course, if anyone has need at any time, do get in touch with me. I will make an appointment with you, and we will have a brief communion service in a safe way within the building here, that we can offer you the body and blood of Jesus, offer you the forgiveness of your sins, the mercy and grace that God has for you as a Christian, as we are accustomed to in a slightly different format. So that is available to every member. But if you come for in-person worship during our Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday worship services, I do want to let you know the protocols and how that all works. First of all, please only come inside if you plan to receive communion. This will make sure we keep our numbers inside low. Now, if you're a family member of someone else who is coming in for communion, of course you can come in as well. But for the most part, make sure at least someone in the family is receiving communion before you come inside. Otherwise, just hang out outside and listen on the radio, and you can still see people come in and out. You can wave, and you can at least know that you're gathered with others that way. So only come inside if you're intending to receive communion or another member of your family is intending to receive communion. Please do contact me in advance, either by calling the church office, calling my cell phone, texting me, sending me a Facebook message, however you want to do it. Do get in contact with me to tell me you intend to be here and you intend to receive communion. That will allow me to make sure that I get enough elements set up and the communion trays set up. If nobody announces to me in advance, we just end the service before the communion part of the liturgy, and I don't set anything up. So it's important that you get in touch with me in advance so that I know that things need to be set up. Only members of the congregation may enter the building. Non-members may enter if you've attended with us at least twice in the last calendar year. That just kind of, again, limits our numbers. I know some people have not been made officially members yet, but they have attended regularly. So if they've attended regularly, I don't want to keep them outside, even though we haven't finished all the paperwork and everything else. So if you are a non-member who has attended at least twice with us in the last year or in this calendar year, you are welcome to come in as well. Only the handicap entrance of the Friendship Center will be unlocked. All of the other doors will remain locked. So only the handicap entrance to the Friendship Center will be open. It will be opened and it will be propped open about 30 minutes before the service begins. You don't have to touch the door handle. You don't have to open the door. None of that. You can just walk right in. When you do walk in, right in front of you will be a dispenser for hand sanitizer. Please make sure you do a good job at sanitizing your hands. And then also right there will be a rack of hymnals. Please pick up a hymnal on your way in. There are no hymnals in the pews. There are no friendship registers. There is nothing in the pews except the cushion. So only the cushion in the pews. So pick up your hymnal on your way in. And then leave it on your seat when you leave. This allows us to go through and sanitize them after service and make sure that everything's clean and ready for the next person that way. Please only sit in the padded pews. We do have some overflow seating also in the fellowship hall in case for some reason we do get a larger number of people. We can fit a few families within the sanctuary itself, and then we have some overflow seating in the fellowship hall. However, I will let you know that based on the numbers involved, we can't even quite hold an entire good-sized Sunday service and maintain the distances we need to of 6 feet. So it's important that we know in advance if you're coming so that we're sure that we don't have a lot of people coming and maybe we have to split services or ask you to come at a different time. Also, it's important to know for communion reasons. We can fit quite a few people in the building and still maintain safe distances. However, it's best to make sure that we have those capacities well in check. So if you're coming into the sanctuary, sit in one of the padded pews, one family per pew, which means one household per pew. If it's a small group of people, I know there's some people that attend alone, or maybe there's only two people in the household. If that's the case, one household can sit next to the wall, another household can sit by the aisle, and you can share a pew that way if there's only one or two people in each household. However, any more than that, and we come too close to that 6 foot distance, which everyone's been talking about. So for the most part, it is one household per pew. We can still fit a fair number here that way, but one household per pew. Now, of course, all of this comes with the normal caveats and restrictions. If you have any symptoms of any illness whatsoever, fever, cough, sniffles, it doesn't matter what it is, if you potentially might feel like maybe, possibly, perhaps you're getting sick, please don't attend public worship at this point in time, at least not until we have some better testing capacities that can kind of figure out and filter through if maybe you already have antibodies or anything like that to the coronavirus. But in the short term here, get in contact with me if you feel ill in any way but still want communion or pastoral care of any sort, whether it's even just a conversation or whether you want to come in for confession and absolution or if you want communion, any of those things, we will figure out a way to do so and do so safely for everybody. But if you have any symptoms of any illness whatsoever, you may not enter the building during public worship. So contact me and we'll make arrangements. If you are one of those persons who is high risk, and I know quite a few of our members are, which makes this even more difficult to have to say, but if you are at especially high risk, whether you have pulmonary risk or cardiac risks, I know most of our members are a little older and are in that upper end of the low risk category or lower end of the higher risk category. You'll have to make those determinations for yourself. But if you are at high risk, if you're immunocompromised or, you know, have gone through various treatments that would cause immunosuppression or things like that, please do refrain from public worship. Again, simply contact me. We will find a way to make sure you're served in the way you need to be served. So we can offer pastoral care outside of public worship, of course, but if you're in that category, do make sure that you contact me rather than coming to public worship. Those are the major things. Again, the addition of the broadcast service in our parking lot, 88.1 FM. And that's in addition to our dial-in service, 846-4973, and then also our internet service, blcstandish.org/listen. And again, services do continue in person. However, we do have some pretty significant restrictions on who can be here and what the rules are when you're here, only to keep everyone safe. We don't want to be involved in spreading the virus at all. So those are the main changes at this point in time. If you do have any questions, please do call me, contact me, call the church office. It searches down my cell phone number. It's not always a convenient thing for me to answer it right away, but if you leave a message on the church answering machine, I will definitely get it. I will get back to you as soon as practical. May God's peace be with you. This is a strange Easter season, but we will get through this. The governor has talked about slowly reopening things, so hopefully we'll be able to move further in that direction, and these things are moving in that direction to come to something closer to normal. I don't know how soon we'll be able to get back to normal, but it sounds like it'll be a while, so we need to make preparations to be able to continue to do the work of the church in this place, but do so in a way that protects our neighbor, loves one another, even in the midst of a pandemic, and still allows us to receive the mercy and grace of God in Christ Jesus. Our morning and evening devotions will continue until either I can't do them anymore or there's no more significant need for them. I expect those to go on for a couple of months yet. 8:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m., you can dial in, log on to the internet. Heck, you can even come into the parking lot then if you wish to and listen to our morning service and our evening service, 8:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Beyond that, our normal schedule of church services and Bible studies continues, 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. Bible study on Sunday, 10:30 a.m. worship on Sunday, and then 6:30 p.m. Bible study on Tuesday. And actually, there'll probably be a couple more Bible study / catechism classes added into there, and anyone's more than able to listen to any of those as well as they're available. May God's peace be with you, and hopefully we can gather again soon. The Lord be with you.